And we're joined this morning by Robert Levy, who joins us this morning and talks about a book he's written called Risk, A Tale of Wall Street. Now, Robert, you spent, 30 years or so on Wall Street? Is that correct?
Right, working for the banks, usually behind the scenes, supporting their products.
Now, when you were working there, did you think to yourself, hey, there's stories to be told in what I'm doing here?
You know, I did, but they were more kind of colloquial stories. It was when the mortgage crisis started to develop, particularly after I'd almost finished my career, that I thought, wow, this isn't the Wall Street that I knew a long time ago. This bubble was like no other bubble I've ever seen. So, eventually after this, when this crisis hit, I really thought, man, there's a real big story here.
Robert, we've seen movies in recent years about the bubble bursting. Even farther back in time, we've seen movies about how Wall Street operates. Do filmmakers nail it, or are they way off base?
Sometimes they get it. They get sometimes the flavor of people getting excited, but they don't really get the gist of what happened. And these instruments were in many ways corrupted by the people that sold them. And this particular crisis was unique in many ways, different than any others. We were used to seeing bank runs where people run up to the bank and try to get their money out. In this particular case, it was the banks that ran up against each other to try to get the money out because they had made so many bad investments in the in the mortgage instruments. So I think in some ways they get the flavor of it, but they don't get the technical aspects, or at least what actually is going on a little bit behind the scenes.
As a layman, I'm still trying to figure out what happened in Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy when they were
right.
trying to corner the market on frozen oranges or something.
Right, yeah, I remember that so well.
Right. Let's talk about your book, Risk, A Tale of Wall Street. You've got a protagonist, Francine Dubois. Tell us about her and what she's up to.
Well, she is a banker that comes over from France. She finds that it's very staid over there, and she gets hired by people in New York, and one of the ideas is that she'll come up with new products. In Wall Street, the big angels on Wall Street are the people that come up with new products, and she sees that the mortgage business is dead, and that it's dead because of the crisis that took place. But the idea behind the mortgage crisis, the mortgage bonds, is very simple. You take a bunch of little loans and put them together, and you make a collateralized bond. And she comes up with a brand new idea, something else to collateralize, something nobody's ever done before, and it takes off. And then, of course, she has all kinds of problems. People try to steal her ideas. She's forced out on the street and has to start her own company, and all kinds of things happen to her.
So she gets kind of a chip on her shoulder that she's, is she trying to exact revenge on anybody, or is it...
No. She comes here thinking, quite honestly, that if she does a good job, and this happens on Wall Street a lot, if you do a really good job and you come up with a great idea, then you'll get all the credit for it, and you'll be rewarded. But in fact, other people steal the ideas, and she is forced to go into business for herself. And it's the story of her creating this new bond, this new market, and getting caught up in it. What happens is that the bonds start out normally, but just like the mortgage bonds, they become people issue fraudulent loans, and they hide the loans behind a bunch of legal gobbledygook, and then they sell them to Wall Street, which doesn't look at the loans, and then they start to expand credit ridiculously, and of course, a bubble happens, and she gets caught up in it as much as everybody else, even though her stuff is perfectly legit.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yes?
We're talking, I just wanted to reintroduce, we're talking to Robert Levy. The book is Risk, A Tale of Wall Street. Why did you choose a female to lead this story?
That's an interesting thing, because most of the people who invent these products on Wall Street are men. It's largely a man's world. Women are generally cast off into the area of analysis, and even there, it's still very much dominated by men. The trading desks are dominated by men. You go into any Wall Street trading floor, you don't see very many women, if any, on the phone. They're just the assistants. So the fact is that She comes to the table as a woman, and people don't even look at her or respect at her because she's just an analyst and a woman. But then she comes up with this idea, and then they have to deal with her, and she has to deal with them. And the result is not pretty. She is very much forced to do most of the work and without getting much of the glory. So she sets out to start her own story, to start her own firm, and compete directly with the banks.
Robert, is life on Wall Street for your characters or in real life, is it all-consuming?
Yes, at one level it really is. If you get into the trading aspects of it, if you are certainly into the underwriting side of it, it is an all-consuming effort. I mean, look at the people that start working for Goldman Sachs. Yeah, they'll pay you maybe $100,000 or even more, $120,000 to start and work, and it sounds wonderful, but you will put in 100-hour work weeks, and you will go for very long periods of time without seeing your family. And I know people that made partners at these firms, and they never were there for the kids, you know, basketball games or for any of the events. Yeah, it's all-consuming for the people that are really involved in this.
Did you think the Dow would ever hit 26,000 the way it is now? I mean, I remember when it would inch it up and there was the big celebration when it was getting to almost like 10,000 at some particular point.
Well, I have to tell you, my age lets me go back even further than that. I remember when I was originally, my first job out of college was a stockbroker for Merrill Lynch, and I remember little clickety-clackety, you know, numbers against a wall, and the wall was like at 10,000 or something like that. I didn't think it would get this high.
What do you attribute that to? Does like everything else, everything is getting in shorter times and things are increasing, technology, our, you know, lifespan, that type of a thing? Is it all part of that?
Well, it's rather interesting. I think part of it is the technology. I mean, if you look at the trades that take place on Wall Street right now, at least half of them are not put in by people. They're put in by high-frequency trading algorithms. I remember, you know, it's like 2 million shares, 8 million shares a day was way back when was a lot of shares. Now they're trading, what, you know, millions and millions of shares. It's most of those trading is taking place, like I said, by algorithms. So there is also the fact that we all put money into the market every single day, you know, with our IRAs and our pension funds. And so a lot of money is constantly coming into the market, and I think that has a lot to do with it as well.
What made you decide that you wanted to switch careers or go into writing novels?
Well, I kind of finished up my technical support career. I said enough was enough, and I thought it would be much more interesting to give people a sense or a flavor for, you know, how this business works. One of the big things that's really changed on Wall Street, particularly from a credit standpoint, is the notion of collateralized bonds. We're used to a bond. You know, you buy a bond for Ford Motor Company, the United States government, and you have an idea of what it represents. When they started putting together all these little loans and putting them together as a single bond, that changed dramatically. You don't realize it, but your student loans, your car loans, your mortgages, they're all usually sold off by the people that you get the loan from and to go into Wall Street where they're put together in these big pools. And that really is a big change. And I always found it amazing that a collateralized mortgage bond, even one with high-quality loans, could have the same quality rating as a government bond. And when I saw what was going on, particularly with the CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, I don't want to get too technical here, but it just amazed me that the rating agencies would rate these things with the same quality that they rated a government bond is AAA. And I thought a novel would be a much better way to tell this story because it's been told in many ways by a lot of other people who have written all kinds of books on the technical side of what happened.
How do you keep it for someone who just wants to read a book like this so you're not getting them too deep into this, but yet they can kind of get a sense of the impact of what you're talking about?
I say this unequivocally. You do not have to have any prior knowledge of finance. Or know anything really about the market to read this book. We've gone to scrupulous effort, you know, and scrupulous about trying to remove any kind of references to technical side of the bonds. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not that complicated. I mean, somebody's putting out money for a loan, and somebody else is getting the loan, and then it's how they put them all together. And the fact that you don't really need to know all the technical sides of that, and I don't go into the technical sides of that. If you want that, you should read a finance textbook. This is a story about the people who sold it, because once they see it all put together, that's all they care about. They just care about moving the product.
Do we have to know any French, since Francine Dubois, maybe, I don't know if she's a... Does she travel much in this book?
Or she does. In fact, what happens to Francine is rather interesting, because in an effort to try to create her own firm, she finds out, guess what? To be in the investment banking business, you need a lot of money. And I mean a lot of money. And so she has to go to allies. And the allies she goes to are the ones she has in France. Her friends there from the banking business. And they are the ones that support her and really allow her efforts and her firm to grow. And, in fact, spread her bond ideas all over the world.
It's called Risk, A Tale of Wall Street. Now, the book cover that I saw in there has a bull. Is there something on the back? It looks like there's part of a back. Is there a bear?
There's a bear there as well.
Okay. That's the two sides of the story for the most part when it comes to it. Risk, A Tale of Wall Street is the name of the new novel from Robert Levy. Robert, we appreciate your time this morning about your book, as well as a little insight into what happens there on the market.
Enjoy talking.
Right. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Okay, bye-bye.
It is